HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasun
Banerjee,
and I'm back with another episode of
Etc. A podcast
where we talk about everything technology. And this is the one where we take a hot topic
in the industry
and clear all misconceptions around it. If you're scared about going out on the streets after this week's episode, well, so are a lot of us. We're talking about facial recognition today, a technology that law enforcement in India has started using more and more over the past few years. Recently, Delhi police used facial recognition to screen crowds at a CAA rally by Prime Minister Modi. For those who don't know, CAA stands for the Citizenship Amendment Act, the controversial act that the government passed recently. How facial recognition works is it divides your face into certain measurements. They call them vectors. So the distance between your eyes could be a measurement. The distance between your lips could be a measurement. The distance between your nose and your ears could be a measurement. And this is all being done by an AI algorithm called a convolutional neural network. These measurements then become how your face is identified. And the measurements are compared against measurements from other faces to find out whether it's the same face. While the Delhi police just recently used it, they actually acquired the software back in 2017. And the use of facial recognition in India is 3 years old. The first system of facial recognition was put in place by Punjab police, but there's a big difference between how the Punjab police uses it and how the Delhi police uses it. The Delhi police used it for mass surveillance here, even though they acquired it originally to track missing children. However, the Punjab police's system, which is called the Punjab Artificial Intelligence System, is meant only for criminals. So even though the police clicks a photo of somebody, it does not enter a database till it matches an existing criminal's photo. Also, that system is not connected to any public photo databases, which means things like Aadhaar, the voter database, etc. I actually spoke to a person called Neelab Kishore, who was the IG of Punjab at that time. And he said that it only works with the criminal databases. It doesn't even connect to the Interpol database. However, over time, it has started taking not just facial data, it also takes things like fingerprint and allows textual search as well. The Delhi police's system, because they're screening crowds, experts in the industry say that it has to be connected to some kind of public database, because that's pretty much the only way to screen crowds. So what the Punjab police has is called targeted surveillance, and what the Delhi police is doing is called mass surveillance. And there are big problems in mass surveillance. The biggest being the fact that India does not have any regulations around this. That means that even though the police are doing this, there's no way for you to complain against it or maybe file a case. I spoke to NS Napinai, who's a cyber law expert and a Supreme Court lawyer, and she said that this is in direct violation of the right to privacy. According to that judgment from the Supreme Court, the police can't do something just because there's no law against it. It clearly says that you have to have a law that allows you to do this before you can do this. So Napinai explained that by using such software without laws, the police is essentially treating all criminals as guilty until proven innocent. And that, of course, is against criminal jurisprudence. There's also something called biometric morphing, which is a way to defraud such systems. In this, attackers take 5 different sets of faces. They take these 5 faces, they put them all together to create one face. And when this face is put on a passport, it can cross a facial recognition system for all 5 of those people. Pam Dixon, who's the founder of the World Privacy Forum, told me that this actually has never been solved, and no facial recognition company in the world can solve this. So at the end, the facial recognition systems we use do have flaws. And world over, countries are considering various ways to regulate this. The European Union is considering a 5-year ban on facial recognition to figure out how to regulate it. Various cities in the US have placed different bans on facial recognition, but doesn't seem like that in India. What do you think? Do you think facial recognition should be used for mass surveillance? If you're interested in the subject, you could go read the full story on livemint.com. You could also write to me on Instagram, that's @undertaker, or @podcasts@hindustantimes.com.
This was a Live Mint production, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.